This is CliffCentral.com. The Unview. The Thin, the Rich, and the Fabulous on CliffCentral.com.
And it is a good morning, as we do every Thursday, with kisses from coast to coast throughout South Africa, throughout the world. Welcome to The Unview. I'm Alan Ford, and I'm with the one and only...
Nathan Rowe.
Nathan Rowe, that's your name. Nathan
Rowe. I thought you were going to say my name.
Nathan Rowe. And of course, we're The Thin, the Rich, and the...
Fabulous.
We are just fabulous.
I felt very fabulous this week, actually.
Why? What happened?
I did something I've never done before.
What?
I took my laundry to a laundromat.
It is a cool thing to do.
Well, not like a laundromat in America where you sit and wait for your washing.
I know,
you give it to people and then they wash it and you go back the next day and it's all folded and ironed. And it is so soft. It's way softer than I could ever get it if I washed it myself.
This show is filled with some of the best highlighted people across the world, and you're talking about laundry.
Well, I'm just talking about how fabulous I am.
Yeah, how fabulous your week was with laundry. It's good to be with you. What a great... full show. We've got a special guest coming into studio, Malcolm Kluk and Christian Gabriel de Toy. It's from Kluk CGDT. And of course, we've got a little song for them. We'll do something special. We've got Zolani Mahola, who's from Freshly Ground. She's also the star of a show opening, a new musical opening tonight called Calling Me Home at the Civic Theatre in Johannesburg.
That's exciting.
Dalen Oliver, comedian, talks about his opening of his brand new movie, his film debut. We'll discuss Dare to Share at the charity evening with Mark Bauer, and we're going to talk about a great restaurant, one restaurant of the year in Durban. But on the line, and it's probably the hottest news at the moment in the entertainment world, is that Raik Neertling, gold Olympian medalist, and of course, phenomenal marketer of Valdevie Marketing Estate, and I mean... Polo Estate, has just been appointed the CEO of the Princess Charlene of Monaco Foundation in South Africa. And I think that's a great honor because it means doing good work. And of course, it's going all over the world and putting South Africa on the map. Raik, welcome to the show.
Hi, Alan. How are you?
It's so good to have you with us. And I know that you're busy. Thank you for joining us. Tell us, what is the position and how did this all come about?
Well, I've known the princess for a very long time, more than 20 years. We used to sing together. So we obviously, you know, share a passion for water safety. I've opened a couple of swim schools, 5 to be exact, and I almost drowned when I was 5 years old. So, you know, the whole issue with water safety and to prevent drownings is very close to my heart. And to be the CEO of her foundation here in South Africa is an incredible honor for me. It's quite a new foundation, so there's a lot of potential, I feel. And we've got a very nice board, and the work that I've done up until this point has also been very exciting. And yeah, it's just nice to be involved with something that is positive. She's really loved around the world, and hopefully we can work together and make a big impact.
Her Serene Highness Princess Charlene said the following: Raik is a true champion, a man of integrity, talent, and remarkable inner strength. That you are, Raik. But the phenomenal thing here is that this will do so much work for not only promoting swimming or promoting safety, but you know, getting kids in pools and into the sea and doing wonderful things takes them out of mischief, takes them away from doing drugs, yeah, and having sex and having, you know, it does. It keeps them busy. What do you plan to do specifically with the foundation? What are some of the things that you want to do?
Yeah, I think our first mandate is that we have to prevent drowning. It's the second leading cause of accidental death in South Africa, after car accidents. So I think that's something that we want to address, and we've signed some agreements, one being a very important one with LifeSaving South Africa, that we'll implement the water safety program throughout South Africa. You'll start seeing it at the beaches. We're empowering all the lifesavers. We're going to go get put them through training. And then I think then you've got the life skills that the people also learn. You know, it's a well-known fact that sport can change people's lives. It changed my life. It really changed the princess's life. So you're absolutely right in saying that it gets people out of mischief. It gets kids working with some very exciting organizations to see how we can implement those kind of life skills and tailor it to different areas in this beautiful country of ours. You know, it's so diverse, so it's not going to be a one program fits all. We'll tailor it to the environment. But like I said, I think I wouldn't have taken this if I didn't believe in it and if I didn't think that there was incredible potential.
Rake, we'll try and chat to the princess when she's next in South Africa. That'll be really cool. But I think, importantly, will you still be doing the work at Val d'Avis? Will you still be doing your coaching clinic? Are you still involved there? Or is this, are you still going to be involved? Is this your primary focus?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Look, I think this really fits into what I do almost on a weekly basis anyway. I have the swim school and I promote, you know, swimming and being healthy and active anyway. So so it's a passion of mine. Like I said, we've got a great board of directors. We've got great support. And I think it's quite an easy sell, you know. It's great to be associated with the princess. There's a lot of goodwill there. So I'm excited about the next couple of years, but I'm definitely not moving from Val d'Avis and not taking away the focus on this beautiful place.
Magic. Of course, there's lots of things happening there at Val d'Avis, the polo. Rake Nitling, thank you for joining us. Have a good day, my friend. And
thanks, Alan.
And congratulations on your appointment, but more importantly, for the good work that you're going to do going forward. Thank you. That's Rake Nitling, Olympian, gold medalist, of course, is the as I mentioned, the new CEO of the Princess Charlene of Monaco Foundation, South Africa. I've actually been to the palace, and I've met her quite a few times. She's divine. Put your life on my mind.
When Rake was talking about swimming with the princess when they were young, I thought of the Little Mermaid.
Did you?
Yes, yeah. Swimming princesses.
He could be a prince. Yeah. I want to be
with her. And she could be a Little Mermaid.
It's
fantastic.
Good looking man.
Good
looking man.
Another group of good looking men just walked into the studio. I don't know if you noticed, Alan.
Absolutely. And if you saw their show last night, it was exceptional. It was exceptional. I've got photos and stuff, so we'll Instagram that a little bit later. But special guests joining us in a moment are Malcolm Kluck and Christian Gabriel de Toy from the Fashion Icons. They have won so many awards, and we'll chat to them in a moment. Great show, boys.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Now, also, a great thing opens this evening. This is a busy week in Johannesburg. It's a new musical that makes its debut. It's called Calling Me Home. At the Civic Theatre, and it's got some phenomenal stars in it, people like Samantha Pure, and really some phenomenal South African performers. But one of the stars is Zolani Mahola, who is the one of the lead singers, the lead singer in Freshly Ground, and she joins us on the line. How are you, Zolani? Welcome to the show. Zolani, you there? Hello, Zolani. Let's try Zolani again. We actually have a song.
We have a song?
We have a song, yes. We have songs for everything. We've even written you a song, actually. We do. We've written you a song. Okay.
Well, we stole a song.
But you played Love Me Like You Do, which we love. Was our finale.
Yeah, it was. Yes. That's why we played it. Exactly. 100% correct. So is Zolani on the line? Let's try and get her back there, just because we've got a song for her, and then we've got. But let's do it anyway until we get on the line.
You want Zolani's song?
Or yes, let's go with Zolani's song. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let me see. What are we doing now? All right. Are you ready? Why are you pushing buttons?
Okay, I must push the button now. Hold on. And
is that you trying to phone her?
I don't know. If it's the wrong.
I don't know what's going on.
I don't know what's going on. Can you talk to me? Okay. Go.
Did you hear the news on the radio today? People have agreed to honor and obey. I can't wait to be there in life. No, no. No.
Come on, Al, take it away.
To be, to be, to be, do I am.
I don't don't know what's going on. We need to sort out these lines, but we'll do that in a moment. Let's just get the technical team to come and check out what's happening here. But Zolani Mahola will have on the line in a second. But yeah, we're going to chat about this new musical, Calling Me Home. I'm so excited. It's going to be brilliant.
Fantastic. I actually know that she has a theatre background, so I'd actually love to see her on stage. I've only ever seen her perform with Freshly Ground and the band.
Come with me tonight.
You're going tonight? I can't tonight. I have things.
Zolani, welcome to the show.
Alan, you can hear me.
I can hear you. And we had a whole song for you. And anyway.
I did hear the song, but I'm a little bit pissed off that you're still playing that song.
And
I'd play some new songs.
Play some, you see, it's Nathan Rowe. It's the musician. He's got to do it.
No.
Play
the
new song.
That's not it. I wanted to do a different song, actually. And you were like, no, Doobie Doo. Everyone knows that one.
I know all the songs.
And I was like, well, I know other songs.
Zolani, I've got to tell you that we've made from people like Engelbert Humperdinck right through to PJ Powers, wherever they are in the world, sing for us at 9 o'clock in the morning. So on that note, it seems that you are so critical about what we sang for you. Take it away. And you're more than welcome to give us something.
Oh, God.
What about something from the show tonight? Is there a musical number?
Oh, my goodness gracious me.
Yes,
Alan.
This is what you get at 9 o'clock in the morning, honey, and especially when you're critical.
But don't you give them some warning?
No.
No, not usually.
No.
No warning. Oh, lucky you. Itake, what's that song? Nothing to lose. It's really true. Oh, lucky you. That song.
Nice. Okay, lovely. See, everybody gets to do something. Zolani, obviously... You made your name very famous with Freshly Ground. But this is a phenomenal new experience, Calling Me Home. Tell me about doing a mainstream musical and, of course, you know, being able to... It actually makes its premiere and its world debut. What has this been like for you?
It's been so, so great. I mean, my first love has always been... That was the thing that I was going to do with my life. And that's when Freshly Ground poached me from my Thespian existence. And yeah, 15 years on, I've been doing music and now I've come full circle back to the stage. So it's really, really awesome to be back in a big company. There's 33 people doing an original South African musical production. It's incredible.
It's going to go all over the world. Calling Me Home is a powerful love story of hope. It's courage, it's longing, it's compassion, and it can resonate with anybody. How did this resonate with you?
What I love about it is that the central characters all go through some kind of a journey. And so the lead character is going on the physical journey of moving from one place to another, and that she's displaced from her country by war. Which is a theme that many people can identify with all over the world for sure, and moves to another country for a better existence. And my character is fleeing an incredibly abusive circumstance and situation, and she's also moving to this other country to have a better life, actually. So for me, it resonates for me in terms of transformation. I mean, I think as human beings, we do. We're constantly transforming from the time that we're babies to jeepers till we're 90 years old. So there's constant transformation happening. But also just personally, there's, you know, whether it be losing 25 kilograms, you know, or whatever, or something like that, or something much deeper, something maybe more subtle. So using my experience of transformation in my life has been great. For the character.
And again, going back to the stage and to perform South African music and South African and to have a South African production, again, is what you've always been about. It's been proudly South African.
For sure. No, it's a wonderful production. I mean, the thing that drew me to this production was the music. When I was approached by the production team, they played me, you know, the draft of the music, and it was incredible then, and now with 33 people, incredible singers singing the music, it's really outstanding.
So Lani, I mean, you worked as a receptionist at Macro. during weekends and school holidays. Then all of a sudden, you took to the international stage with Freshly Ground. Now you're making, I mean, you're going to be, this musical could travel around and probably will travel around the world.
And is that one full circle you don't want to go back to? Like you went back to your thespian.
Don't go back to Macro.
Yeah.
No offense to Macro. But you've got to start somewhere. And the thing in this business, and that's why I wanted to ask you,
you
is...
You know, can I just say, before you ask me that question, you know who else is working at Macro?
Who?
As a cashier was Bunaki.
Oh, wow.
Who's now on Metro. We were there at the same time.
Really? You're in an arty, eh?
Yeah, we were there in PE at the same time.
Yes, because you're, of course, from the Eastern Cape.
You might want to follow up on who else was at those registers or whatever at Macro.
That could have been, that's a good Macro.
Yeah.
Who's
the
management?
There was probably like Bonang on the other side.
Boy, things have happened. Fleshy Ground, what's happening? Are we still performing? Are we still recording?
Totally. So Fleshy Ground has, on Freedom Day this year, we released a single called Banana Republic, mm-hmm. which I would urge you to sing, and I know that you guys have it because you have played it before
yes.
on Cliff Central. So, Scarlett Ray, get that song. It's a protest song. It's an anti Zuma, anti corruption song. Say, listen, you guys have received a mandate to take care of the people and put our interests first, but that's not what is happening. So that's what's happening. So we released a single, and that is going to be, that's one of the songs that we've recorded for our seventh album that we're releasing early next year.
Well, I tell you, we're going to chat to you in the next couple of weeks because I want to see how the show's going. We're going to prepare that song for you, The Banana Republic. We're going to actually get to prepare it for you, and we're going to sing it to you. So get ready for that one. I'm going
to
sing it to you. Exactly. Are we going to do that?
It's banana, 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 banana. Yeah.
Zolani, I look forward to seeing the opening of Calling Me Home tonight. Thank you for joining us on the line. Yeah. It's so exciting to see that you've again retransformed and transformed yourself. And that's what the magic of entertainment is. This business is about always a fresh approach and reinventing yourself.
Thank you so much for having me.
And I can't wait to see you. I'm going to blow kisses and scream from the audience this evening.
You must come. Well, afterwards, there's that whole mingling thing. Yeah.
Yeah, the mingle, we take pics, is going to be fun. Don't worry about it.
See you later.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Cheers, bye-bye. And that's
just some bed music.
You gotta do this, eh?
I know what you're thinking. I sound just like her. Is that what you were thinking, Al?
No. Oh. We have to do that, though.
All right.
So we've got some other magical things coming on the show. We'll talk to Dalen Olivier, the comedian from Cape Town. We'll talk to him in a little while. And we'll chat to Mark Burra from Dare to Share. Had a lovely charity evening last night. And Malcolm Klook and Christian, Gabriel Detoy, had they haven't showcased for about 4 years at any of the fashion weeks.
Since 2013.
And then all of a sudden, there was a most spectacular event at the Mall of Africa at the opening of the African Fashion International Fashion Week in Johannesburg, the Joburg Week. And it was you guys. It was spectacular. It was a brilliant evening, by the way.
Thank you very
much. It's nice to go to an event where you've got beautiful music, you've got phenomenal food, you've got champagne and bubbly going and flowing all night.
And then the garments galore
that blow you away. Okay, hold a second. And then add on top of that, there's the Sunflower Foundation, which is it the fund?
Fund.
That raised funds for. So all in all, it just was one of those perfect evenings that I think that you want. What was it like for you guys?
Crazy.
it's so difficult for us because we're always backstage, so we don't get to see anything or experience anything. We're always like the loser at our parties.
Yeah.
Backstage,
but also hiding, I think, backstage, yeah. You know, because we're like too nervous to go to the front to see what's actually happening.
But we'd like to put it on, and we'd like to, I mean, we, you know what, we're living in tough times, economically, politically, whatever, so you really want to indulge your customers, you really want to give them a good time, you want to uplift them, you want to take them through our fantasy, mm. the way we think, the way we put the collection together, and you want them to enjoy. You know, when we design clothes, we always say we want you to feel good in them as well as look good, and that's part of the evening.
I sat next to Jenna Dove on one side and Miss South Africa, mm. Demi Lee on the other side, and both were commenting, no one can pull off and make a couture garment evening gown like you guys. Oh. And if you look at the workmanship, it was just beautiful. It was beautiful. And we'll go into the colors of the season, but we'll chat to you in a moment. But we prepared something.
No.
We have.
So I just want, before you, Karen, I want to tell you, something. 14 years ago, yes. we did a New Year's Eve party at one of our friends' houses, and a very unknown band played for us. It was Freshly Ground.
Really?
Plus 10,000 Rand. We all with put FC our money together.
Yeah.
Now we can't afford them.
But tough economic times.
Yes, exactly.
But 15 years ago, Malcolm Cluck was just starting as well, exactly. if you think about it. True. And now a lot of people can't afford you. So
everyone can afford us. Value is always affordable.
Yeah, there's someone listening going, oh, 10 years ago, I asked Malcolm to just adjust something. Now I can't afford
it. It's 150,000.
I saw you whip out a roll of cotton out of your pocket earlier. I was like, oh, you're going to sew something for us on air. That'd
absolutely.
Be nice.
We fix hey, anything.
We can describe
can
what's
you
happening.
Sing, by the way?
Not a chance.
Okay, all right. Are you ready for this?
So impressed.
This is what we've done.
I'm nervous.
Okay. I'm loving okay. this.
We're not leaving you out of this one, but just works with the lyrics.
No, of course.
All right. Walking like a man, hit it like a hammer, she's a juvenile scam. Never was a quitter, tasted like a raindrop.
She's got the crook.
Heavenly bound, cause heaven's got a number when spinning me around. Kissing is a color, loving is a wild dog.
She's got the crook. She's got the crook.
She's got the crook.
She's got the crook.
She's got the crook. Brown-eyed girl and girls
of blue. And everything I ever do, I do for you. And we go la 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 la.
Because we've got the
cluck.
Yeah. Can I just tell you, next show, entertainment. We don't need yes. anything else, the two of you.
Listen, we left you out of it, but I mean, it just.
No, this is gone, perfect.
She's got the cluck, CGDT. She's got the cluck.
Not going to work.
We could have tried it.
No, that was excellent.
Start practicing.
There were a few, next show you're gonna few open. Songs. That we could have done for Christian. Yeah. Onward, Christian Soldier.
Oh, no, I love you. Perfect. Yeah. Perfect.
So I see, listen, I mean, the man is a muso, a genius. He's not the biggest fashionist on earth. Let's be honest.
Well, he's wearing a
you
scarf.
You look lovely.
Scarf.
You look very nice.
I'm wearing
scarf
a scarf
of ordinary too.
That's because it's really cold. I try to wear this jersey that I would never usually wear stand in the hope that you guys would think
it's. Just stand up for a second.
No, I spilled coffee all over myself.
No.
But
seriously.
I think it also goes with the color scheme.
Exactly. It's tonal. Perfect.
Beautiful.
Perfect.
Beautiful.
Thank you, guys.
So I said, you know, I feel bad. Because Malcolm, what about something for Christian?
Yeah.
So he goes, is Malcolm a Christian?
But you know the whole story. We always joke about the Jew and the Christian. Yeah, exactly.
Firstly, we can talk about this because publicly you guys are very proud. You've been together for how long?
15 years.
In
no, 16.
16
September.
Years.
Ooh,
next
never
month.
Been kissed.
No,
never. No, just with each other.
Exactly.
And so 16 years together, but how long have you been working together?
16 years. Mm-hmm.
Is that how you meet? Mm.
Sadly. Yeah. Very big cliche. Young designer showing at, back in the day, it was called the Nederburg Wine Auction. Mm. Or what? Yeah, one of those.
No, it was the designer collection. It was actually the first incarnation of Fashion Week.
At Grand West.
At Grand West. And Christian was the finalist in the young designer competition.
And Malcolm Cluck was Cluck Design at those stages.
Yeah, well, I was only going for about a year, I think. So I don't know how
also,
I was established, but yeah.
If you want to climb the ladder quickly, you have to just meet the right person. I mean, that was my
so
goal.
You stepped away to the
no, downhill for me all ever since.
Isn't that the way to do things in life?
And they've been together because they've won the South African Designer of the Year, but also Couple of the Year.
Yes,
from most stylish styles, couple,
right.
Style Awards. So I mean, so not only do they work together, they live together. They
but you work together well,
24 hours a day. Yeah.
Do you fight? I mean, do you? How do you? How do you keep you work, know, it's the bizarre thing.
We talk about it often. I think there's an honesty. We're very honest with each other about everything. So if he designs something that I don't like, I'll tell him. Vice versa, and the same for clients.
I'll ignore him.
Honest. Yeah.
Sure. True artist.
No, can I just tell you, I was in charge in the beginning, no more.
Really?
I am under thumb. I do what I'm told. Everyone thinks that I'm the big one with the big voice. I just do what I'm told.
Malcolm Cluck from Durban, Christian Gabriel from Worcester. Okay, I mean, these two worlds come together, a lovely Afrikaans boy in here.
Exactly.
And a Jew. And how life has worked 16 years later. I remember Malcolm because, believe it or not, when we did that three talk show, that was about 15 years ago when the hair fell in the sea and all the set fell in the sea and we didn't have an outfit. Would you run to your shop in the Cato Waterfront? Remember?
Yes.
To get clothing. Seriously. So, and I think about it then.
Did the hair fall
into
the sea?
No, the weave blew. Seriously, the weave was... It was a bad wind day. Yeah. It really was. And it was live. It was live. Yeah. You know, it wasn't the weave. It was a wig. Sometimes we're wigs. No, we did. Made life much easier than having your hair done all the time.
No, absolutely.
So that's why last night we had all natural hair. No weaves.
I love that. And of course we got that. You remember we did that little fashion show outside the Table Bay. And so it shows you what you've done in 15 years. But of course how far you've come. And Christian in particular, you, because you at one stage were a junior.
Absolutely.
A young designer, not a junior designer, a young designer. And then all of a sudden you guys started collaborating together. But how did you go on your first date? How did that all happen?
We went to Madame Zingara.
That's right.
I thought I could impress him with chocolate.
The chocolate steak. Listen, a boy from Worcester, what does he know about chocolate and steak together? It was perfect.
The first time Christian wanted to cook something for me, he took the bag out of the box and put it in the boiling water. And I said, no more.
No.
I'll cook from now on.
And what was the bag? What was in the bag?
Chicken? It was pasta and sauce.
No.
I thought it was so grand. Listen, I was a student.
You should have thrown some quality streets in there.
Exactly.
You know, it's more his vibe.
Shocking.
No, what happened? No. Since that day.
Is he a hoodie boy from Durban? What's wrong with you? Where are you from?
Malcolm now cooks. He does everything. He does the curry. He does the everything. Yes. We love it. So that's good.
And of course, you live in the Western Cape. You live in Cape Town.
Yes.
And your store is there, which is divine. I mean, of course, that's. I also remember part of. Was that the last show you did when you opened?
Yes.
You did that.
The last show we did was at Freedom Park in Pretoria.
Okay.
Subsequently we opened the store in
Cape Town. We opened the store in
Cape
Town.
And that was our last Fashion Week show.
That was the last Fashion Week show, which was absolutely incredible. And it was a very clever way you did it, because you kind of, the models were basically...
We had 10 models, 10 outfits, that's it.
But there were mannequins in some sense.
That's right.
And then they just moved to different positions.
Yeah. They were positioned. It was an installation. It was the easiest thing we've ever done. It was such fun. Last night we had 60 pieces.
But you know what the thing is I think Malcolm and I you live out your fantasies with the fashion shows. So with the opening of the store, for instance, we had characters everywhere. We had drag queens. We had bare bum boys running around.
Yeah.
We wanted it to be a little bit more out of the box, a little bit Studio 54, a little bit, and it worked, and people have fun. And that's the whole thing, is we try and create experiences, and it needs to be real. People need to be able to relate to it. People need to be able to feel it, and that's so important.
But it's good seeing David Tlale there. We love David. We do. And the nicest thing is that David was...
He's a rock star.
Giving the round of applause, going crazy for you. And it's good to see that people support each other in this industry. I mean, you're very close to Craig Port, for example. It shows you that in the fashion world, there's a lot of... I know there's obviously competition, but there's a lot of camaraderie.
I knew who you were talking about.
Who?
I own Port clothing, even.
Right? Now that's good. Port underwear too?
No. I'd go for the cheapies. Things people can't see.
And what about the swimming costume?
No, those are too expensive.
I must say, he does do for my types, my
and me,
our people.
Yes,
he does he does phenomenal. I've never seen better looking, for Ragnarling. But I've never seen such beautiful men. That seriously, that model and swimming wear.
I was watching you blush when you spoke to Reykjavik.
I want to tell you something. I met the best men.
Yeah.
Come from Durban.
True.
I'm telling
true.
You.
That's true. That's true.
I'm telling you, the best.
It's in the water.
My partner from Durban, they are the best. Oh, I'm telling you.
It's good. So when you grab a Durbanite, keep them. Hold on.
I'm telling you. Tight. I'm telling you. The thing is, you probably have to just kind of give them a little bit of a refined. They're a diamond, but you've got to give them a bit of refining.
Just change them into as if they were someone from Joburg.
Change them completely.
Yeah, basically.
Exactly. That's perfect.
I have a question for you guys. Why have you been missing from these fashion shows? Oh. Apparently, you're really good at putting them on. So where have you been for the last few years?
Good question.
You know what? It does take a lot out of you, and our focus is always our customers. So we really we do what we think our customers like, but we also want you to pull back a bit. You know, you sort of get carried away with what you're doing all the time, and sorry, I'm struggling. You get carried away with what you do, and you get so focused on what you're doing, and sometimes you've got to pull back and just take a look, a bird's eye view of what you're doing, and reevaluate, because fashion changes all the time. And if you get stuck in that in that position, you kind of grow old,
right?
And you grow old with your customers, so you've got to regenerate. And what we do, and you were talking about competition earlier, we don't ever see it as competition, because we do it for us, and we do what we love, and we always think about what do we want, and we just go with that, and we hope other people love it too.
Okay,
tell us the theme for the fashion show this year. Well, firstly, I loved the feathers. I loved the sparkles. I loved, but I'm not a fashionista, so you got to help me here.
No, but you're spot on. I mean, everyone loves a little bit of glitter, sparkle, feather. Chiffon flowing.
I mean,
we all love a bit of diva and eyelashes and, you know, music and the drama. So, and smoke. I mean, there was smoke.
Smoke.
And turning, you know, like, the magician box. So it's like music box.
I am just showing Nathan so that he gets an idea. Just start there.
Yeah, because I was immediately picturing when you said everyone loves glitter. I'm like, what about the guys who like their two-toned khaki denim shirts? Could you...
Even you they ever, like confetti.
Can I just...
Have you ever challenged guys like... I mean, challenge yourselves to be like, let's do something khaki this year.
We did. We actually did a khaki collection.
Have you done a
khaki
and a denim?
And a denim collection.
And did you put them together and call it the two-tone collection?
We had a pair of pants last night that was sort of beige and black. So there you go, two-tone.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, these pictures Al's showing me are mind-blowing. Yeah. The photography skills are lacking a little bit, but
the thing about the event last night was it was about indulging the customers, and it was about giving them an experience, and that's why there's champagne. I mean, we serve champagne every day in our store, so you know, champagne, food, you've got to just indulge all those senses and really and also we indulge ourselves, I suppose. We do what we love, and again, we... have fun.
Something I found so fascinating about fashion as a non-fashionable person, is someone once told me, I said, you know, like when you look at the catwalks and stuff, the stuff is so extreme often. And I remember speaking to a fashion designer once, and I said, like, why do they go so over the top? No one's going to walk around in the street wearing a, you know, a bucket, you know, around their waist or, you know, whatever it is. And he said, no, what happens is if you look at all fashion, I mean, even your Mr. Prices and stuff, it's all influenced. And what happens is it trickles down from you guys and almost gets watered down into
It's like research. So, I mean, that's exactly what we do. We really push ourselves for our fashion shows to see where we can go with it. And then the customers take from it what they like. Funnily enough, though, why do people come to us? Because we do push it, and they do get stuff that they can't get elsewhere.
Yeah.
And then we do hopefully deliver the service and the quality to go with it, so they can trust. And I think that's one of the biggest things in fashion, is that there has to be this sort of trust that you build with your customers. You can't be an overnight sensation, because you have to be you have to deliver consistently. Mm. And with us, it's like every 2 months, all the time.
And it's not the catwalk that, I mean, I'm sure some people buy off the rack or buy those garments, but it's people getting inspired, like someone like Jenna Dover, who goes, oh, I love it, but I'd like it in this.
Yes.
And I think she was saying that she's one of she's one of your customers.
Well, that's the beauty, and it's beautiful to see often the celebrities when we dress them and they become our customers, and it means we've done something right, because they're not just wearing it for the sake of it. They actually want.
But also, you take from the outfits what you like, and you maybe pull them apart. And I just want to say, our bucket belt dress is our best seller.
That is a real thing.
That being said, also Judy Nkwedi said, "I'm wearing a vintage clock."
Yes.
Okay, which is great. She was so proud to say that.
Especially coming to the fashion shows, and our dress code was make an effort, because we always tell people, you know what, just have fun and make an effort and do something, you know. And what was beautiful, especially last night, is we saw a lot of people bring out their old clock pieces. And it's like rehashing the past for us as well, and also to see how relevant it still is, or how exciting it still is, and how happy they are with it. And it makes
me happy. My designer couture dress, unfortunately, wasn't fitting. I put on a bit of pounds. So I'm sorry, I wasn't wearing my clock yesterday.
So about the foundation outfit.
I know. And on that note, we've got special guests in studio, Malcolm Klook and Christian Gabriel de Toy, the owners of Klook CGDT. They're fashion icons, and we'll carry on chatting to them in a second. Maybe we'll do that Klook song again, because that was so much fun. On the line, we've got a comedian, top Cape Town comedian, Daylan Oliver. Who?
What's happening?
How you doing, D? How's it going?
Good. No complaints.
Excited to see that your premiere across all South African Sturkinnekor theatres opens this week, called Finders Keepers. Tell us you're hitting film. So radio, the stage, doing comedy, now you're doing film. How did this happen?
Yeah, Alan Ford, it's been an interesting journey, man. So Finders Keepers, it's an XA action comedy directed by Maynard Clark, and it releases in cinemas tomorrow, 18 August. It's up in some Pretoria cinemas, some Joburg cinemas, and ironically, I play one of the lead characters. So off the bat, no acting experience whatsoever. Wow. Yeah, big opportunity, man. The director, Maynard, saw me up in Grahamstown at the Arts Festival, gave me his business card, we chatted over coffee, and next thing you know, performing in Cape Town, and I'm one of the leads in a really, really cool
That's amazing.
Comedy.
I would have thought that you would have been like, just a cameo.
I wouldn't have given you the lead.
I would have given you an extra piece. That's what I would have done.
I would actually have been production crew carrying the wires for the cameraman.
You've done this before for us, have you not? Obviously,
I have.
Nathan's in studio as well. And of course, we miss you. We haven't seen you for a while. We filmed with him for our listeners. We filmed with Daylan for a few months.
And if anyone's listening, he's an amazing actor. He's a lead. He's a lead actor, actually.
And he's so funny. So that is great news, and we're looking forward to, please, local Isleka, Finders Keepers, the movie. It's opening this tomorrow in theatres. That's the 18th of August. And then, of course, Daylan, your upcoming one-man show starts next week at the Baxter, Face for Radio.
Yes, Face for Radio. It starts at the Baxter. You like the title? Are you a fan of it?
I kind of think you're kind of cute.
Thank you.
Do you know? Seriously, I do. He's cute. He's got a good
vibe. He's got that I'm a caricature of Vin Diesel look.
He's got that vibe. If I wasn't involved and you were that way inclined, it could be possible.
Look, even though there are so many kinds of it, I tell you why we have the name Facebook Radio. Obviously, you guys are in radio, so you know what it's like when people hear your voice. And then they see you, and it's a completely different thing. You know what I mean? You develop images of the voice attached to the person. And because I'm in radio as well, I've heard so many funny things. One of the funniest ones was a listener met me, and he's like, "Yo, bruh, you don't sound like you have a big nose, right?" And I was just like, I don't know what that's supposed to mean, but I thought it's funny. And then I was like, you know what? Facebook Radio is cool just because I'm in that space, and that's how I work. But bigger picture, it's a show that looks at my life's 10 years after matric. I matriculated in 07. Yeah, so now I have to be an adult all of a sudden, Alan. It's really tough. Like, you have debit orders, and there's no signal zone, but the money's still going out of your account, but you can't still send a WhatsApp. And I know a lot of people relate to me. But then we also reflect and look back at the cool old days, when we had like high school memories on those carefree family holidays. So, overall, it's a cool show. It was up at the Arts Festival after Cape Town. We're going to PE in September, Durban, October, and Durban, November.
Well, we're very excited, and we just, as you know, we're big fans. We've worked with you. We've
I'm a fan, Alan. I'm actually hiding your booth when I'm in Joburg. I figure out how to get into your booth, and I just drive around with you.
Are you in my booth? I love that. Are you listening to my private conversations?
I am. Don't worry. I'm not recording anything.
The weird part is that he's on top of a dead body, which is strange.
I know. I was wondering what that was.
Yeah. It's a smell. It's like, sure, Alan just keeps throwing them KFC bags in the back.
I'm just telling you. You just go along with it.
Oh, you boys. Remember, our producer, neither of you will be hired.
Okay. Yes, you're the big boss.
I'm so excited. Finders Keepers, as I said, opens in theatres. And please don't miss Dalen Show Facebook Radio. It opens at the Baxter Theatre next week. Thank you for joining us, my brother.
Alan Ford, thank you. Coach Nate, good to see you. Cameraman Nate.
Cheers. Enjoy the red carpet, dude.
I will. Cheers, brother. Thanks, guys. Take care.
Yeah, that was funny. We had the time of our life. You were cameraman Nate, which you are a top director, so that's excellent. Thank and of course, he was Coach Dalen from Coaches R Us.
Yeah.
With Bright Rock. So it's very interesting. It's like nice to have him on the line. Like, gee, cool to
No, he really does put a smile on my face, I must say.
So the top fashionistas are in studio, Malcolm Cluck and Christian Gabriel De Toy. And we've got to do that Cluck again. Pull, get that thing. Come on, I love that Cluck thing.
That's perfect.
It's so good. We've got to do it again. We just have to. So, Malcolm, are you ready for it?
I think the two of you should start like a little. Maybe you should make a.
You could be freshly ground. Or ground coffee.
More like old.
Are you saying that you'll pay us 10 grand to do a.
We'll do it. We'll do your gig for 10 grand. Okay. Now, just remember this is an in studio, the one and only. They opened African Fashion International Week in Johannesburg. Malcolm Cluck and Christian Gabriel De Toy from Cluck CGDT, and this is for them.
All right, so I'm going to do verse two because we just did verse one.
Oh, do you know verse two? Okay,
well, no. Google does, though.
Okay, let's go.
Fire in the ice, naked to the T-bone as a lover's disguise, banging on the head drum, shaking like a mad bull. She's got the Cluck. Swaying to the band, moving like a hammer, she's a miracle man. Loving is the ocean, kissing is the wet sand.
She's got the Cluck.
Take it away, Al.
She's got the Cluck.
She's got the Cluck.
She's got the Cluck.
She's got the Cluck.
What in the world could make a brown-eyed girl turn blue? When everything I'll ever do, I do for you. And I goes, la 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 la,
she's got the Cluck.
Yay!
I have a question for you. Speaking of Jenna Dover and these beautiful, beautiful people that I admire on Instagram and things. Who's the boss in the fashion world? I've always wondered that. Like, you design the clothes, right? But they also come to you sometimes and say, this is kind of what I want. So is it, I mean, I always say the same thing about tattoo artists. Is it the artist? Is it like, I will make whatever and you will wear it because I'm the artist? Or is it, are they more the boss because they're like, this is what I want and you can make it for me?
There's definitely a collaboration because obviously they've got a brand image that they have to uphold and we've got a brand image. No one ever says Jenna asked for an ugly dress.
Right.
It's always Malcolm and Christian made an ugly dress. So we have to we have to get it right. But you have to take into account who they are and who you're dressing. It's very important.
Okay. So your brand is obviously very important, and their brand, right? Okay.
It was like going into two Michelin star restaurant and ask for a burger,
toasted cheese sandwich,
toasted cheese.
And I have sauce on the side.
Has anyone ever asked you guys for something that you're actually a bit like, we won't do that?
Yes.
No, we often get that, I think, I suppose, because you know what, and that's where the psychology comes into fashion as well. So, for instance, we do a consultation with a client, and they bring images that. It's like a hairdresser. They get somebody bringing in a picture of hairdo Jennifer that Aniston. They want to look a certain way, but they don't have the hair for it. You know?
The face shape.
Yeah. Exactly. So then you sort of like filter it through, and that's where we come in as two people, and it becomes easy. You play good cop and bad cop.
The thing with us, I don't think we're not sort of temperamental designers. We don't get all like upset and whatever. We really want to our prime focus is to make the customer happy. That's really what we want to do. So you have to kind of decode what they bring to you and see what they like about it and try and bring our experience with their aesthetic and,
and I suppose, I suppose there's a reason they've come to you as well, is because they've seen your guys' stuff and they want.
Hopefully they trust us because we have been around for 16 years. And
but also even going back to what you were asking earlier about the who's that fashion person that tells, you know, or what makes, who's the best designers or not, or who do we listen to out there, whatever. Fashion brand is only as good as their customer that supports them. And I think the biggest success of our brand over the last 16 years is because we've got a beautiful following of customers who hopefully is with us because we deliver and we give them service and good quality. And I think that's super important in any fashion business, especially.
Now, I understand your mom, the racing world, Errol Ahrens, and then you used to go with her and then you fell in love with the fashion. That's
Errol
true.
Taught me everything I know about fashion.
I mean, we love Errol.
I think I grew up in his studio.
Errol is out of this world. Yes. Errol is one of the most fashion icons and people, by the way.
He is.
But where in Worcester did it start for you? How did this is? So I understand
the reality is this: the Durban July. You have to create it. You know, it's like, you know.
What were you thinking?
I had a sister, 11 years older than me, that did the whole Pop Shop 80s era of dancing in front of the mirror with the beret and music playing in the background, and I went nuts. So when she would leave the room, I would be the one going to put the beret on and dance in front of the mirror. It started like me wanting to dress my mom and my sisters all the time and literally drawing and sketching and sitting behind that machine when my dad was not home. And as soon as the car parks, you know, my dad's coming home, run quickly to the TV or I don't know.
And pretend that you're playing cricket.
Watching rugby.
Oh,
rugby.
No such thing.
Yeah. I've just been hunting.
No. Like oiling the car would be better. Right. You know,
it's Worcester.
Where
are you going to hunt a bird?
So, I think that's where it started, basically. And just creating a creative world around some very bland surroundings. And I don't want to say bland because Worcester's bland. It's just that it's very small-minded, you know, so you want to escape that.
How is your relationship now with your family? I mean, obviously, is it all good?
All beautiful. It was quite a period of difficulty, etc. But it was amazing. My dad, who's a very strong Afrikaans boer of a man, who's in the sort of klipbrekerij business, wanted his son to be in the same kind of business. And he said to me when I went to study, do whatever makes you happy, because then you'll be a success. And that was the best support ever. So that's cool. So,
which is great. And now you're doing Malcolm all the time, so it makes you very happy.
Can you imagine? I brought home a boy called Christian into a Jewish family. Sure. Can you imagine?
Well, what did your mother does call me, so we'll go for Shabbat, you know, and it's like Shabbat Shalom, da, 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 and they'll introduce me, and then it's like, hi, I'm Christian. But my second name being Gabriel, so Malcolm's dad often calls me Gabriel. Yeah. Rather than my father
Because Gabriel obviously is an archangel. Yeah.
My father, my whole family love Christian.
Well, it's nothing.
Can't just tell them you're a Jew for Jesus.
Exactly.
It's 16 years, if you think about it, of working together, loving together, creating a home together, creating a business together, and then creating a world together. That's what it's about. People say it's hard for gay relationships to work. Come on. It's hard for any relationship to work.
Any relationship.
But you've got to work at it. That's the purpose.
Absolutely.
Actually, I don't think it's been such hard work for us. I think it's gone really quickly.
No, we've been very lucky. And you know, the thing is to get that balance right between business and work, etc. I don't think there's a balance for us. It's very blurry. So if we travel overseas on holiday, hashtag, or what do you call it? In inverted commas, it's never really holiday because we end up buying fabric or we'll go and do research and do this and that because it's just what we love and what we love doing.
But I also think we have the same ideal, we have the same goals. We always joke that when we started our businesses, I would go and do things. I could make decisions on my own. Now I'm completely codependent on Christian. I can go to a fabric shop and I have to phone him and say, what do you think of this print? Because I can't make the decision on my own anymore. So, yeah, we've morphed.
Okay, we're going to chat to you guys more in a second, Malcolm Klook and Christian Gabriel de Toy. On the line, we do a restaurant feature every week, and we've got the operations executive of Chinchada in Durban. which just was voted the best restaurant in Durban in 2016 and best specialty restaurant 2017. We love to promote local businesses, and because I've been traveling to Durban quite a bit, it's nice to enjoy Durban cuisine. Duncan Sutherland, welcome to the show.
Morning, Alan. How's it going?
Excellent, excellent. Well, again, it's best specialty restaurant. You won best restaurant of the year last year. Wow, your place is rocking.
Thanks, Alan. Yeah, we were very fortunate. We got nominated for a few awards, and yeah, it's very much appreciated from our side. Very much appreciated.
Duncan, and we don't put any restaurants on that we don't love. That's the most important thing. Otherwise, there's no point. But you know, your gnocchi, your prawn gnocchi is one of the best things I've ever tasted in the whole world.
Gnocchi.
Gnocchi, seriously. Gnocchi.
Prawn gnocchi. That's hard to say.
Yeah, it's the best. And the calamari is exceptional. And, I mean, tell us some of your signature tapas dishes. I mean, that's how what you specialize in.
Yeah, and, you know, tapas is quite an interesting concept. And, you know, I think most people love to eat tapas. You know, it took a little while for the Durbanites to get their head around it. But we do things like wafer chops, and we do pork belly with prawns. But it's about family-style eating, and that's what people actually genuinely like to eat when they're at home and with their mates. You know, when we're around the braai, we're all nibbling little bits and pieces. So we try and shake it up and keep the variations going, keep it fresh. And, you know, that's the important part of tapas, you know, is that we get the ability to change and try different things all the time.
I also love seeing, Duncan, that you have like cocktail specials and you have these you've got things going on that people can enjoy. I think everyone likes a good deal.
Adam, things are tougher out there for people. You know, we've got to create value for money, and that's so important for us. Is, you know, things like bottomless bubbly, and people are feeling the pinch, and we've got to make sure that we give back to our guests. And keep value for money with good quality, and that's the challenge we have. And people enjoy that, and rightfully so.
I've eaten there 4 or 5 times. It is phenomenal quality. Seriously, I've taken my family there. They love it. It's in the Mshlanga village. Cool. It's in the village. So it's by the Woowers. So that's where you got to go.
It's under Little Havana there. Yeah.
But Little Havana's upstairs at the top steakhouse. Duncan, thank you for joining us. I do want to say the following, that Cape Town has always really has restaurants right. They've got it on the mark. Joburg still has no clue what they're doing. Seriously, they don't. I'm telling you. But it's lovely to see Durban's coming right through the ranks. Seriously, beautiful. It's great to see that. Well, and well done.
Thank you. Good to see that. Very much appreciated. And thank you for the feedback. It's awesome.
Congratulations, and we look forward to chatting to you soon again. Duncan Sutherland, Operations Executive, Chinchada, happening in the village in Mshlanga. And it's
fantastic. Thank you, Alan. Have a great day.
Be good. Thank you. They were voted Durban's Best Restaurant 2016 and Best Specialty Restaurant 2017. Really good. That's good awards. Good stuff to hear. Boys, men, what are the themes of the season? What are we looking at? What should people be looking
that
for?
That is the worst question you can ever ask.
I know. But it's almost spring. Guys, you guys are running out of time. Have you not thought about this?
Do we follow trends? I think we do. But we always have our own perspective. I think for us, color is a very big thing.
I love the blues, by the way.
There's a lot of color.
And purple.
What's the click this spring?
The click. So everyone knows us for color and for print. And we had quite a few like retro prints. And I know we've already had the phone calls and the emails this morning. Please keep this for me. Please keep for this for me. And the prints were very popular. Like a lot of color, a lot of blue, a lot of purple, nothing pale, nothing pastel, except for our sort of like evening section at the end was all sort of monochrome. In fact, our hashtag for the evening was it don't matter if you're black or white, as long as you wear color.
And it's true. Color's great. Mm. I've got to tell you, you guys are inspirations. Again, fashion icons, you have won the awards you are. And let's be honest about that. What advice do you have for young people? Now, both of you separately, as a young person that started in the business, and obviously you both started out young, but I mean, what do you say now? What would you say to yourself?
He already gave his advice. He said, get with someone.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, find the bait and go for it. And just like, yeah.
No, man. Seriously, what advice do you have for young up-and-coming fashionistas?
Especially during these times, especially now and how things are, it's tough. There's a real toughness to start a brand. And I think the most important to realize or know is from the word and get go, be brilliant at what you do. Don't go half-hearted. Mm. So if you're going to make something, make it exceptionally well. Even if you don't sell it, people see it, people know it, people try it on. That is what your name will become, and that's what people will know you for. Mm. So deliver quality and service.
Don't copy. Because don't see us and think, oh, we'll try and do what they do, because we do what we do best. Mm. No one else can do what we do best. Correct. Do your own thing.
That's why no one else can sing the Roxette Kluk song.
No, anyway, perfect.
It's been absolutely brilliant having you guys in studio. Thank and I want to just say you. To you, thank you for a great show last night and for inspiring people, because you walk out of there and you feel electrified. You say, look, brilliant. There's quality, there's style, there's music, there's charity, and everyone walks out feeling good. And that's a good thing.
I love that.
That was our objective.
Because you want to put smiles on people.
Yes.
Absolutely. So thank you for joining us. Don't miss out these guys. Where can they follow you? Facebook? You got a website,
Listen,
of course.
All the social media platforms, we are there. And please come. I'm going to punt, you know. Please come and visit us. We're doing a trunk show at the Hamilton Boutique Hotel this weekend from today until Saturday.
Oh, lovely.
With the latest collection.
Oh, that's divine. Where is that?
The Hamilton Boutique Hotel is close to Hyde Park, just around the corner. You could Google it. You can just go on our social media platforms and see the pins and whatever pin drops to find the spaces and the places and the whatever.
Hamilton's Hyde Park, great.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay, that's cool.
Thanks.
Off the runway onto your body.
Really? Onto my body?
Of course.
It's going to be a little bit...
Don't worry about it. Make that our problem.
Again, that is a good point. That's a good point, because you can make an outfit for anybody.
Exactly.
Good to be with you, Nathan Rowe.
You too, Alan Ford.
It's been really fun.
Thank you
so much.
Thanks, nice guys. Time. Brilliant.
Thank you so much for joining us.
And, of course, catch us every single Thursday. I'm Silver Scatum next week. We've got a live broadcast coming from there. I'll be coming from there with all the top Afrikaans actors and actresses. And of course, it's been good to be with you. Nice to always be the Unview, the thin, the rich, and the fabulous. Goodbye.
The Unview. The thin, the rich, and the fabulous on CliffCentral.com. This is CliffCentral.com.